1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Boeing's CEO will testify today before a Senate committee about the recent dangerous incidents on its planes. It comes as another whistleblower comes forward accusing Boeing of using defective parts. Here's ABC's Sam Sweeney.
He works in a division that is in charge of parts that don't fit the aircraft or they are damaged and they are essentially put in a pile to be discarded or properly reviewed and possibly fixed. Well, what he is saying is that Boeing doesn't have the proper procedures in place and many of these parts that should have been discarded are actually put back on airplanes.
President Biden today expected to announce two new immigration policies, one of those involving work visas for so-called dreamers, the undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children who are now adults. And in the Hamptons, police in Sag Harbor confirmed pop star Justin Timberlake was arrested on suspected DWI last night. Police say he was allegedly failed to stop and stay in his lane while driving. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today, his first Wisconsin stop since he called Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump has repeated lies that the 2020 election was stolen from him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Drivers experienced traffic headaches as the pavement buckled in several areas. Pavement buckles affected U.S. 151 at County Highway D near Fond du Lac. The Lake Butamore Bridge in Oshkosh was down to a single lane to repair a failing joint caused by the heat. And in Brown County, a lane closure on I-41 near Shearing Road led to a backup during the evening rush hour. WisDOT says it's difficult to predict where pavement buckling might occur. Slow down and watch out for road workers. The Green Bay Packers need part-time and seasonal employees for the upcoming football season. To fill the positions, the organization's hosting a walk-in job fair today from 4 till 6 p.m. Positions are available at the Packers Pro Shop and for game day roles such as security and guest services. Applicants must be at least 16 years old for game day positions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers lose in Anaheim. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing last night to the Angels 5-3. Milwaukee starting pitcher Carlos Rodriguez giving up those five runs, four earned. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
That's his second major league start. Yeah.
Do you feel like he took a step forward tonight, though, Murph?
And I think he's going to be a good pitcher. There's no question about it. But you got to have fastball command. You got to be able to throw a fastball in the zone when you want to. The leadoff walk to Adele there is, you know, unnecessary. And then what happened after that? I'm just got to control it a little better. But yeah, I think he's going to be very good.
Basketball, the Boston Celtics are the NBA champions. They beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88. Former Buck Drew Holiday now has his second championship ring.
They really embraced me when I first got here, and they made this game super easy. But the fans here are insane, man. I didn't expect it to be like this. I love you guys.
That's the Celtics, Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and hot, highs in the low 90s, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, 73, slight chance of a storm. For Wednesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, otherwise 85 our high. For Thursday, scattered storms, 78.
Right now, it's 82.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear, from Rapala, Berkley, and Minn Kota. everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app, so climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and host of the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, Mike Schmidt, and Civic Media's own Northeast Wisconsin reporter, Lisa Hale.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. A great day to be a Wisconsinite, 6 past the hour of 12 noon, on a mostly sunny, hot and humid, tropical, sultry day here in the capital city, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Mr. Zommers, it's a warm one.
Yes, it is, and I'm not a fan.
I know you're not. You don't like the hot weather, and it's a little warm. It's a little warm, but very good, as it turns out, for the tourism industry, in particular Wisconsin Dells and all those places that have outdoor water parks and swimming pools and kayaking and all that kind of great stuff in the water. So
yeah, for me though, on my way in, I had to stop at Quick Trip and buy and guzzle down a bottle of Gatorade in like 10 seconds.
You couldn't make it to work. You were dehydrated halfway to work.
Yeah, I was. I should have drank more water before I left.
You should have drank more water. As a former coworker of mine liked to say, hydrate or dehydrate.
I also say that frequently, yeah.
Yep, you gotta stay hydrated. In all seriousness, I know I heard some of our news stations around Wisconsin. Some of the places, like I believe Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Waukesha, other places I'm sure across the state have cooling stations open. In particular, important for elderly folks. So if you have a relative who does not do well in heat or is older and might not have air condition, check on them today. Just make sure everything is going all right, because this is hot, and some parts of Wisconsin could flare up with some severe weather here and there as well. So keep it tuned here. We will let you know if that is the case, but really more just kind of sultry and hot and humid. We are getting into summer, of course, coming up here on Friday, June 21st, the official start of summer. So there you go. We're going to be tomorrow doing the show from beautiful Baraboo, Wisconsin, in the Baraboo Bluffs, or on the cusp of them, in close to downtown Baraboo. At the park there, our friend and colleague Earl Ingram will be joining us. And Earl Ingram will be doing his show from 8 until 10 tomorrow in Baraboo. And then we will do our show from noon until 2 there in Baraboo at the park in celebration of Juneteenth. And, of course, Juneteenth now, a federal holiday. So don't forget the post offices and whatnot will be closed tomorrow. And Juneteenth, their first actual formal celebration of Juneteenth in Baraboo. Have a lot of great folks, including Mayor Rob Nelson, going to be speaking there tomorrow at this event. It gets underway at 10 o'clock tomorrow, and a couple of local pastors there are helping out. The mayor, as I said, is going to be there. A couple of poets are also going to be there, having an interactive line dance, Mr. Zommers. Perhaps Earl and I will have a dance-off, and I'm sure Earl will win. What else we have here? Live music going on from 1:20 until 3 p.m. So stop by the park there in Baraboo, being partially sponsored by the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce and perhaps if I'm reading this right, Spectrum. So maybe there'll be someone who will be there who can help me deal with my Spectrum woes.
Maybe, but I wouldn't get my hopes up.
I wouldn't necessarily either. But anyway, that's what's going on. Also, a conservation analyst, Serge Koenig, with Sauk County Land Resource and Environmental Department, will deliver a brief talk on the Baraboo River. So that'll be very interesting.
That will.
Environmental things there in the Great Things app. Jim, Matt, Nair, and I stopped in Baraboo on the way home from our statewide tour last week to kind of scout out the location there. And if you haven't been to Baraboo in a while, of course, the home of Circus World Museum, and for a long time, the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus, the northern headquarters there. Of course, they wintered in Florida, like so many people do. But it's just, they have a beautiful downtown there. And lots going on. And, of course, you're very close to Wisconsin Dells if you want to check out Baraboo. And just outside of Baraboo, probably, in my opinion, one of, if not the greatest state park in our state park system, Devil's Lake, right outside of Baraboo as well. So, anyway, we'll do the show from Baraboo tomorrow with Earl Ingram. Earl's on his way up, I believe, from Waukesha right now. And we're going to have a good time. We're staying in Baraboo tonight, and a good time will be had by all tomorrow for the Juneteenth celebration in the park there in Baraboo, beginning at 10 a.m. and going until 3 in the afternoon. Stop by and join us. Say hi. So that's going on tomorrow. Today, coming up at 12:30, our friend, colleague, and executive producer of the entire company, Mr. Luke Mathers, Lukester, joins us at 12:30. Do a little Tuesday tangents with Luke. Find out what's grinding his gears. I know what's grinding mine.
I think I do too.
We're gonna talk about it with Luke coming up and see what he has to say.
I do wonder what his opinions are going to be. I have an idea, but we'll find out.
All right, we'll find out. And what else we got going on here today? Well, the Trumpster, speaking of the Trumpster, he is in Milwaukee, already seen today. And here's what happened. Joe Biden came in and he brought some of the federal dollars because he's working with Governor Tony Evers and other legislators and other local folks as well. And here's what happened. Trump came in when Scott Walker was around and he gave billions of dollars, as said he was, in federal money, and said that the Foxconn people were going to come in here and just invest all kinds of money and thousands, not tens of thousands of jobs were going to be created. And they used eminent domain, and they took a lot of people's houses and a lot of people's farms, and generally made life miserable for a lot of folks down there, all in the name of job creation. And they said they were going to put a office up here in the Capitol Square. They bought or rented some buildings there. They said they're going to work with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It was going to be Foxconn-orific, you understand. And like so many things with Scott Walker and Joe Biden or Donald Trump, it ended up just to be pretty much a big zero. They recreated, ever been to Disney World at Epcot Center?
I have not.
What they did was they recreated a smaller version of Epcot Center. They built a big round globe that looked very impressive. And they said, well, this will fix people and make them happy. But they never really did anything, you understand? Well, then Tony Evers and Joe Biden sit down. They say, well, we ought to actually do something. And they worked with local people in Racine down there in the Kenosha area. And they said, how can we work together to make something happen? So President Biden was here not so long ago and announcing actual things, not promising, things he can't deliver, but saying, look, we're going to create 3,000-4,000 jobs here. We're going to get something going. We're going to take this pig's ear, make a silk purse.
And I believe it's Microsoft that's going to be
and Microsoft,
you know, right. Like a reputable company.
Yes, absolutely. Bill Gates said, well, why don't I just reconcile my wife, Melinda, and we'll give some money here. This will be fantastic. And so the Gateses, you understand, they gave some money to it and said they're going to bring some Microsoft things here. And everybody was happy, except Donald Trump. And Scott Walker looked at this and he said, well, I look like a fool because I am. And Donald Trump got very, very angry about this because the truth was being told. So now you understand Donald Trump is flying in just days after calling Milwaukee a horrible city. said it was a horrible city. And we said yesterday it was, I believe, Don Bacon from Nebraska who admitted on Twitter, took credit for it, a Republican who said, yes, I'm the Republican who leaked it to the press. And said, I did it because Trump had recruited a mega Republican to take out Don Bacon in a primary in Alaska, and Bacon beat him, beat his bacon.
And is saying, and I'm going to do it again.
And I'm going to do it again. And he called Trump and the mega Republicans cucks. Called them cucks.
Which, for those of you who don't know, in the far right sphere, cuck is basically the worst insult ever. They just throw it around all the time. Yeah, like, right. It's a
sexualized term, essentially, you know, meaning that, you know, you're not well endowed and you need somebody bigger to take care of business at home. I mean, that's what it means. And so in the political sense, Don Bacon is saying, look, you guys are amateurs. You don't have the political chutzpah or balls, and I own you. That's what Bacon's saying to the other. And he is a Republican, you understand, and a conservative one at that, but not conservative enough for the mega folks, and so Trump and the mega people tried to take him out.
But apparently conservative enough for the constituents.
But exactly right. Nebraskans said, wait a minute, we know our Bacon, and they voted for Bacon, and they, to quote Snoop Dogg, they shizzled and snizzled.
They sure did. They sure did.
So anyway, I got Trump coming in today. We are not taking it we're not sure. He's supposed to talk around. Well, I am sure we're not taking it, but I guess he's going to talk somewhere two, three, somewhere in there. But really, there, you know what he's going to do. He's going to come in here and just tell a bunch of lies. It's just more of the same. And I was listening to Matt Nair on air this morning with Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach, and our friend Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio was a guest on Ms. Matt Nair's program. And I thought he absolutely hit it. And he said, look, to the media, of which Pat Kreitlow has been in the past as a news anchor in the Eau Claire area, and of course is now with Courier Newsroom, Up North Radio and Civic Media. And here's a guy, Pat Kreitlow, who knows what's up. And he said to folks, hey, I hope that the mainstream media here actually does its job and don't just repeat things that Trump says. Or don't just take a cut of Trump and say, well, in Racine, Donald Trump said this. If it's a blatant lie, you preface it at least by saying Donald Trump used the false claim of, and you say it's false. Or you report what he said, and then you follow it up with, this has been proven to be infactual and in fact a lie. Or better yet, do research and tell the truth about Donald Trump's lie. But that's what Trump is doing. So, you know, I didn't want to go without marking the occasion. Didn't want people to think we didn't know he wasn't here. We know he's here, but there's just not going to be much news made, although we will have a news person from Civic Media there in case actual news is made, and we'll let you know. Let's go to the phone line quickly to Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, about a minute left. Go ahead. It's all yours.
Okay, thanks for taking my call, Todd. Trump is a loser, and I'll just put an end to that. I'm just so sick of the man. The other subject there, Walker, this state still has not recovered from his 8 years in office. The roads, the schools, and there's a long list of things, the prison system. But it takes a long time to recover for something when you suck everything out and don't put anything back in. He sucked everything out, the infrastructure and the school systems. And so I just wanted to... I hate to even bring up Walker's name because it's really not worth it, other than you can learn what not to do. Thanks, Todd.
Totally agree. Good job, Wisco Paul. Great call. Come on back. Talk about Trump's people he's bringing with him on the Audible Show and Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay. College kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with: leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution: a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then, when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's going to be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon. Wherever you have us on, whether it is the shores of beautiful Lake Superior, in Bayfield, Superior, up in that wonderful part of the state, looking at the Apostle Islands, all the way down to Racine, Kenosha, or Milwaukee on Lake Michigan, perhaps, Green Bay. Great place, home of Mino and the Mayor. Oshkosh Air Support, maybe down in the Driftless area of Richland Center, along the Mississippi, in La Crosse, or in the heartland of Wisconsin, in Wisconsin Rapids, or Wausau. Wherever you're taking us along and places in between, thanks for bringing us, and thanks for having us on during your lunch hour. Going to be talking to Luke Mathers here at the bottom of the hour. Always great, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. And the name tells you what the interview is or what the bit is every week. We just, whatever comes to our mind, whatever you call in, it could be fun, it could be serious, it could be, well, you never know. And the key thing is here, we rarely prepare for it because we want it to be spontaneous. Like we're just standing around a water cooler or whatever, and you, the listening audience, get to listen in and participate if your heart desires. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mr. Summers, I understand we have a Facebook comment on the old Facebook. We were talking earlier about Don Bacon, the Nebraska Republican who beat back a Trump mega challenger. And what do we got here on the old Facebook? Let's see.
So Jerry on Facebook brings up a very legitimate concern we should address. It says, so Don Bacon had every reason to lie about it to get reelected, and you have no evidence that Trump actually said it, referring to Trump saying that Milwaukee's a horrible city.
I think that's a good point. And Don Bacon certainly would have reason to make Trump look bad. But here, what's the guy's name again that brought this up on Facebook?
Jerry.
Jerry? Very good, Jerry. But here's the thing, Jerry. What we do know is that at least some of the Wisconsin Republican delegation has confirmed that Trump actually did say it. And then they tried to cover their posteriors by lying about what he was actually talking about. Some people said, oh, he was talking about crime. The other people said, oh, he was talking about the elections. Brian Stile said he didn't say it. All the Republicans in Wisconsin, Glenn Grothman confirmed that he probably did say it. But I can't, Glenn Grothman, who I know pretty well, said, well, I can't remember exactly what he was referring to. But, the problem here is for Trump is that he has inconsistency amongst his own ranks. I've always said that the truth, if you just tell the truth, it's really easy to get your story straight every time. And I know Glenn Grothman. He was a state senator when I worked for Republican majority leader Dale Schultz. Spent a lot of time with Glenn. I know Congressman Fitzgerald. He was in the Senate when Dale Schultz was in the Senate. Know him very well. Spent a lot of time in a lot of meetings with Fitz. Know Congressman Tiffany. Spent a lot of time in meetings with Congressman Tiffany when he was in the state Senate. So here's the thing. I know a lot of these guys who are lying through their teeth, and they're not intellectual idiots. If they're in a room and they hear something, particularly about their home state, particularly about the largest city in their state, they would remember it. And they'd be able to recite it verbatim. Part of the reason I know this is because I've talked about this on the show before. I'm not going to go into all the details as to bore you. But again, I was in the closed Senate Republican caucus with Fitz, with Grothman, with Tiffany. I believe Tiffany was in the state Senate at that time. In 2011, when they brought up these voter suppression bills and specifically talked about Milwaukee and college campuses so as to disenfranchise black and brown people and college students from voting. And again, I put a Facebook post out when I actually saw what they passed work, unfortunately. And I was the lead witness in a federal trial against the Walker administration on these bills. Testified under oath. And you want to know how many of those people in that room, Fitz, Grothman, Tiffany, Alberta Darling, Mary Lozick, all the staffers. You want to know how many people have come after me either publicly or privately and called me a liar for what I said happened in that room? Zero. Zero. And you want to know why that is? It's because I spent 2.5 hours on the phone with the United States Department of Justice who wanted to talk to me about my comments and wanted details, which I gave them. And all those people, Grothman and Fitz, right down the line, they understand fully that what they did, if it was ever proven, is serious felonies interfering with elections. And the only reason they weren't prosecuted is because I'm the only one in the room who had the chutzpah to tell the truth. And that doesn't make me special. Maybe it makes me stupid. I could be making a lot more money, believe me, if I had stayed in politics. So my point in telling you that story is that I know these people. I've been involved with them. They're not stupid. And if Trump had not said Milwaukee is a horrible city, if he didn't say it, they would have all told the same story easily and over again. And the fact that they all have different renditions of the story tells me that, in fact, it's true.
Right.
And the fact that Don Bacon has the courage to step forward and tell the truth, who is not a rhino, who is not a squishy, you know, not my words, but other people's, you know, Republican terms, a squishy snowflake liberal, a term they like to throw around. Don Bacon ain't it. He's a conservative Republican, but not stupid, not crazy enough, not mega crazy enough, will not endorse a 34-time convicted felon in Donald Trump. So that's how I know that it's true. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Maybe we'll get to this a little bit later. I'll touch on it now. If you listen to, speaking of Pat Kreitlow earlier, Up North News Radio, he has on a guest, a regular guest, from the Chicago newspaper industry, a longtime reporter, Mark Jacob. Wonderful guy, insightful guy. You should follow him on Twitter. It's Mark Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, Mark, M-A-R-K, Mark Jacob 16, Mark Jacob 1-6. Jacob posted today, the Republican Party is not a normal political movement. It's a criminal gang led by a convicted felon. This thread lists some of the shady characters associated with Trump. Paul Manafort, for one. Trump campaign chief. Convicted felon for tax fraud and bank fraud. Also convicted felon, Rick Gates, former Trump deputy campaign manager, convicted of lying to the FBI. Roger Stone, Trump advisor, witnessed tampering and lying to Congress, convicted felon. Michael Flynn, convicted felon, former Trump national security advisor, lying to the FBI. George Papadopoulos, Trump ex-advisor, convicted felon for lying to the FBI. The list goes on. See the point? Back with Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Gene editing technology has projects underway that could make our food system efficient, more sustainable, but also tastier. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report, talking to Beth Alikidis. She's the Vice President of Agriculture with the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. They represent companies, colleges, and others involved in genetic engineering. She gives us an example of how this technology can influence our food system.
There's even things that could happen where, say, if someone has something like kale or mustard greens, well, some people would not consider those the tastiest, even though maybe you and I like them, but you can, those are highly sought after for the nutritional value, and so they're working on changing the taste content of those products, so that way people are more likely to eat them and still also get the nutritional benefit. So there's also things like that that would be done with GE as well.
Beth Alikidis joining us from the Biotechnology Innovation Organization with an example of how biotech can influence our food system. In the case of tastier kale, maybe more people will eat their veggies. Stick around, we'll take a look at commodity prices next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVits Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Tuesday from Chicago, cash corn is trading up 6¾ cents at 4.50½. December new crop corn is up a nickel and a quarter at 4.68¼. Cash soybeans are trading up 15 cents at 11.72¾. November new crop beans are up 6½ cents, trading at 11.36¾. Wheat is going the other direction. Cash wheat is down a nickel and a half at 5.86 a bushel. September new crop wheat is down 4½ cents at 6.03½. Moving on to fluid milk, the Class 3 July milk contract is trading down 27 cents at $19.90 a hundredweight. The August contract is down 17 cents at $20.55 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to September, that's down 7 cents at $20.36. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and hot, highs in the low 90s, south winds up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, 73, slight chance of a storm. For Wednesday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, otherwise 85 are high. For Thursday, scattered storms, 78.
Right now, it's 84.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Crudy going to Racine to meet the front row Joes at the Trump rally. You better tune in. New friends and you, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back to the Talabal Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. If it's Tuesday, it's Luke Mathers, to paraphrase Meet the Press on NBC. Here he is, guru of baseball, all-knowing monitor, executive producer of Civic Media, and looking very sporty in summer shorts.
Yeah, I don't typically wear shorts the workday.
It's hot, though.
I know. I got my start working in like the service industry.
Did I say Luke Mathers, by the way? Go ahead.
You did. Thank you. Thank you, Todd. I got my start in the service industry. So to me, when I go to work, you always wear pants. Like you when you're in the kitchen, when you're the bar, wherever it is, you always wear pants.
Right.
And so it takes like a 90 degree heat index day for me to be like, okay, I'm going to wear some shorts to work because
it's ungodly hot out there. It's really warm. It's really, and it's warm here in the studio. In fact, I'm about 5 minutes away from going OC Eric Hovde and just removing my shirt. And believe me, it wouldn't be any more pleasant than Eric Hovde taking off his.
There's no chilly water for you to kind of tiptoe into.
I know, right?
Like the Pacific Ocean. Mr. Hovde had a couple weekends back, but. No, it's ungodly hot out. Hats off to my wife who finished painting the third side of the house yesterday.
Oh my gosh. You live in a triangle?
No. Third of four. Okay. So three of four. So we are 75% done roughly, but the biggest side is the tallest, and we saved it. It's the behemoth side. It's broken up by four windows, but a lot still left to paint, even though it feels like 25%-ish. But she was very, very adamant about getting the portion that we had primed, painted before the rain comes for the rest of the week. So hats off to her. I did all the prep work and then made some dinner while she was painting. But
what a guy.
It was ungodly hot out last night.
It was very, very warm. I sat on my deck and just had a little bit of wine and just chilled out.
Oh, why would you go outside if you didn't need to? You could have chilled out inside.
Well, after the sun went down, it was warm, but
I had to go to bed. I was already up at 4 a.m.
You've already been to Waukesha today.
No.
Oh, you did it from here?
I did it from here today.
Really?
Yeah, I took a bottle of champagne. I smashed it right across one of the computers, and Pat Kreitlow had the maiden voyage on.
Is that the way it works?
I should bring
a bottle of champagne in here.
Well, no. You gotta be the 6 a.m. shift. Oh, well, you gotta be the maiden voyage for a new studio.
You don't need to do that. You can just bring a bottle of champagne every Friday and also orange juice.
Well, I know. I gotta get back. We haven't done a mimosa Friday, and that's a whole other kettle of fish. But here's what's going on.
Also, just quick to address some of those comments. Jerry on Facebook saying, worked in the service industry and always wore shorts. Don't believe Luke worked in a restaurant ever.
Okay, well, let's just.
You have a new super fan.
I guess
you have somebody that's listening intently right now, Todd.
And Jerry, God love you. We haven't heard a lot from Jerry before, I don't think. But it appears that he's getting to him. He's a little, as we say back in the RC, not the OSTB, a little ornery. He's feeling a little ornery because he's a little salty over my comments about Donald Trump and the fact that Trump, in fact, called Milwaukee a horrible place. Mm-hmm. And we know this. Well, number one, Don Bacon, Republican in Nebraska, no snowflake, as some people like to say, a conservative Republican out of Nebraska claimed credit for it over the weekend and said, I did it. I'm the one who leaked it, replying to Reed Gale and the Lincoln Project, and went on to call Trump and his fellow MAGA Republicans cucks, which I really enjoyed. Told it the way it was.
Yeah.
And then you had the Wisconsin delegation, and as I said in the last segment, I know some of these people because I sat in closed-door Senate Republican meetings when I was Republican, when they were state senators, Scott Fitzgerald, Glenn Grothman, Tom Tiffany. And you can disagree with their policy. Glenn Grothman, for God's sake, he's a lawyer with a law degree from UW-Madison.
But he may have dozed off during the hearing.
He may have dozed off
during the meeting.
My point is, I know these people well enough where if someone had said in a room, Milwaukee is a horrible place, they would not forget that. And the fact that after this came out and leaked out, that they could not, I mean, if you heard that, you would either say, yes, it's true, or if Trump truly did not say that, they would all immediately say, never happened. Yeah. That's a simple, never happened. I didn't hear that. But instead, You got all these different versions out there to CYA, cover your posterior. And I believe, Mr. Zomers, we have a couple. We have our old friend Glenn Grothman. Here's what he said about the Trump comments to the news media afterwards.
Just what do you recall with regard to his comments about Milwaukee?
I never felt there was anything bad there. And I don't distinctly remember the word horribly. He could have said it, but I remember it.
Could have said
it. I wasn't planning on getting a quiz when I was done. But he pointed out that on a variety of northern cities, big cities in general, we have to do better to win the election. And one of those cities was Milwaukee, which is obvious, right? Every political commentator knows for the Republicans to begin to win statewide in Milwaukee, we have to do better in Milwaukee and better in Madison. Well, Trump was stating the obvious, but it was nothing critical of Milwaukee.
Nothing ever critical of Milwaukee.
Was he talking more about crime or election stuff?
So it was election stuff. I don't remember crime, but I could have zoned out. But I thought he was talking basically about election stuff, and we have to do better in Milwaukee.
Wasn't going
to
do his homework. No pop quiz. Milwaukee.
I know.
Yeah. So that was our old friend Glenn Grothman. And again, I've gone to dinner with Glenn. I've had drinks with Glenn. He's come into our office, eaten all the candy off the shelf. That's a true story. Glenn. Glenn is the guy who called me up after I went on MSNBC and said that, you know, what he had said in this closed caucus. And he said, "Todd, I think you're misremembering." And then we kind of went back and forth. And it wasn't like a hostile argument. Glenn doesn't swear, but I said, "Glenn, I said, "Glenn, what proof do you have that there is voter fraud going on in Milwaukee, that they're quote unquote bussing people in to vote for Democrats? What proof do you have?" And Glenn Grothman said to me, quote, "Well, I think that it's happening," unquote. I said, "Glenn, you're disenfranchising fellow Wisconsinites because you think something is happening?"
Yeah,
and he had no answer.
It's a very vibes, Ash, but that was a U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman sitting down with A.J. Badapour from CBS 58.
Thank you.
I just wanted to give the source there.
Thank you very much.
Because I know I threw the sound clips to you last second.
No, that's fine. It's great. That's great. It's great stuff. So here we've got now Congressman, former Senate Majority Leader in the Republican Party, who, again, I've been in a lot of meetings with Fitz. This is Representative Scott F. Fitzgerald. Scott Fitzgerald, Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, better known as Fitz. Here's his version.
I mean, will you at least confirm, did he say Milwaukee, where we are having our convention, is a horrible city?
When it comes to elections.
Explain on that. What was the conversation about?
Congresswoman Claudia Tenney from New York raised her hand and asked a question of President Trump that related to elections and election integrity. And the president began to answer by saying that there's 19 specific places throughout the nation that they're very concerned about. And one of the places that he was concerned about was the city of Milwaukee. So that's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
So Fitz confirms that Trump said it. Confirms that to me is a confirmation from Fitz that Trump said it was a horrible city. He's trying to soft pedal it, to sugarcoat it,
explain why it's okay to call Milwaukee a horrible city. And that was the representative sitting down with Matt Smith from WISN Channel 12.
Thank you so very much. Now you've got Congressman Brian Stile, acolyte of former House Speaker, Congressman Paul Ryan of Janesville. Now, Stile has been grown up. He was schlepping for Paul Ryan for years. And Paul Ryan, his mentor, has now said that Donald Trump is unfit to be president of the United States, unqualified because of his character. Yet his acolyte, his schlepperammer, good old Brian Stile, he goes on the record and claims Trump never said any of that, never said it at all. So again, the fact, Luke Mathers, that there are so many different stories, as Bo Ryan, now Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan, is fond of saying, "I might have been born on a weekend, but it wasn't last weekend."
Yeah, it seems like there is a widespread effort to try to find the justification or downplay or just straight out say that it did not happen and gaslight. Mm. But when there's these closed doors meetings, folks can do that, and they right. can get away with it. But then you've got to take it from the credibility of the folks in the room, and the fact that it got out, I don't think is what did Don Bacon have, Representative Bacon have to gain nothing. By leaking that?
Nothing.
He was gaining credibility, I guess, with his source, but I don't think Jake Sherman of Punch Bowl News would have ran with it if he thought that Bacon was pulling his chain.
Right.
And so for all of these Republicans to, rather than try to defend the largest city in their state, to say, no, the former president is wrong. Milwaukee is a great place. Milwaukee is an excellent city. And instead, they are coming up with excuses, downplaying it, or trying to explain it away. It's insulting.
Yeah.
That none of the Republican representatives from the congressional delegation here in Wisconsin could say a nice thing about Milwaukee, or say that it was inexcusable for any elected official to talk about the state's largest city that way, just shows you the state of our politics these days, Todd.
And I thought our colleague and friend Jane Matnair, Matnair on Air, hosts every morning 10 to noon, nailed it on the head while we were up in Amory on Friday. And our former colleague and friend Krista Bry has a great piece in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. And Jane said it on Friday, and Krista wrote about it today, that perhaps the real thing here, the point is, that while all people like me are talking about this, the Republicans last Friday squashed a bill in Congress which would have codified or protected in vitro fertilization and mm-hmm. also reproductive rights for women.
Yes, and so that is usually the question that you have to ask yourself, Todd, when some of these outrage politics come up, because there is almost every single time something like that is being the magician. You're yeah. distracting with one hand
Jane
while
called
you do
it
the
a
other.
Squirrel. Look at the squirrel. Yeah. Look at the squirrel. Right?
Yeah,
and Jane was absolutely right.
Yeah, and so it is important to keep the focus on these other things. I also think, though, here in Wisconsin, like, when you have one of the two major party nominees come out and say something like that, it is newsworthy. It is something that we should be talking about, because calling the state's largest city a horrible city, that should be unacceptable.
Because think of all the great you grew up in Southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, and I lived in Milwaukee County growing up, but I always identify as somebody that's from Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Like, the Milwaukee was home, and right. so I truly can say I was born in the hospital in the city limits, so I was born in Milwaukee.
You are Milwaukee, a native Milwaukee.
Yeah, my dad grew up in Milwaukee County, my mom grew up in Milwaukee County, like, I grew up in Milwaukee County, my family is from there, and so when these politicians use the city and the people in that city, because really, that is what the city of Milwaukee is made up by its people.
Yes.
And they use the city and its people as a political punching bag. Mm. And it's disgusting, and it shouldn't be acceptable. And the fact that a lot of people that said, hey, let's bring the RNC to Milwaukee, it'll be good for the city, really tried to downplay some of these unintended consequences of the RNC coming to town. It's really, really frustrating when all of a sudden, like, I don't want to have to say I told you so, but it almost feels like that's the vibe. Yeah. Like, because this was inevitable. This was going to happen. In the lead up to the RNC coming to Milwaukee, it was going to be a political punching bag for the folks that are going to come there next month and use it as the stage for nominating, for the third time, a man that can just get away with saying things like, oh, Milwaukee, what a horrible city.
And even worse, in my opinion, I mean, you're 100% right, but also a 34-time convicted felon, an authoritarian, somebody who says he's going to be a dictator on day one.
All of that.
The list goes on.
And this is the third time that they're going to nominate him.
But it gives us also a chance to talk about how great Milwaukee is. The Public Art Museum, Laverne and Shirley, the Fonz, Happy Days, Brock's, Usinger's, the Brewers, everything. The Bucks, Admirals.
Another comment from Jerry on Facebook. Calling horrible cities horrible is bad now. So which is it? Trump didn't say it, or he did and you agree
come
with
back
him?
After,
I don't know.
Come back after this. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, man, what about Milwaukee, man? Something like, man, what about...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Once I visited my cousin in Milwaukee, USA. She got boyfriends by the dozen when she sang in a low-down way.
Boyfriends she by the dozens in Milwaukee. Another great reason to go to Milwaukee. I'm going to be there in a couple of weeks. We're doing the show all 4 days. Pray for us in Milwaukee. And, you know, I mean, it's a cool opportunity because, and we've had a lot of discussions here at Civic. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but we're not taking our show there to just, you know, be a megaphone for what's going on. We're going down there to report what's being said, what the atmosphere is, what the flavor of the room is. And then for much of the week, our ongoing contributor and friend, Trevi Olson of the Lincoln Project, himself a former Republican, is going to be joining us. And in real time, just calling things out and saying, look, that's not true. That's not accurate. And to kind of set the record straight.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the two major nominating conventions for the political parties here in the United States. So it's absolutely an important event to cover. The convention has to be hosted somewhere. Right. But and it kind of became Milwaukee because nobody else wanted them.
A little bit, yeah. It's
Nashville pulled out at the last second because they're like, eh, we're good. Nashville.
Are you reading from the Stormy Daniels testimony? But anyway,
No. That was the city of Nashville said, thank you. We're all right. And so Milwaukee was kind of like, we want to host a convention. We want a national stage. We want to highlight the attention to our amazing city. Mm-hmm. That is what the city of Milwaukee wanted. That is what's going on. We have Top Chef here in Wisconsin right now. The Milwaukee Bucks won a championship 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, excuse me. And it is a great time right now to be from Wisconsin. It is a great time to be from Milwaukee. Hmm. And the fact that as the discussion was happening of whether or not Milwaukee, similar dialogue that was going on in the city of Nashville, do the pros outweigh the cons?
Yeah.
Do we want the national attention that a convention will bring, or do we want the political ire that the attention will also bring? Like, is it the city being used as a political punching bag? Do we want that? And it seems like it's leaning towards that direction right now. I hope that all of the excellent reporters that will be coming to cover the event, all of the Republicans that will be there, the Republican voters that go to Milwaukee, I hope they fall in love with the city because it will give them a firsthand experience of seeing, wait, this city isn't anything like what they say on the news.
Right, exactly. I agree with you, Luke. And we saw that when Jane played the cut from Colbert last night. He had a big thing. You know, he made some snarky comments about Milwaukee in 2020 when the Democrats kind of half had their convention there. And he was saying, look, I flew to Milwaukee and gave an apology in front of 42,000 fans.
He did.
and he goes, and I don't think they accepted it.
I love Stephen Colbert, but he's still a little bit.
But you're absolutely right. I mean, there's that kind of stuff you're going to have every morning show. You're going to have all these news media people telling these human interest stories of Milwaukee, which I do think will help.
And there's still time for all of that.
Yeah.
But the folks that use the city as a political punching bag need to be held accountable for those comments.
Yeah.
And so I encourage everybody of all political persuasions to come to Milwaukee, catch a ball game, go down to the Nation, I forget which magazine rated it, but one of the nation's top public markets, the amazing lakefront, the excellent culinary scene, like
Summerfest, all
of the festivals, everything that's going on everywhere around the city. It is vibrant. It is awesome. It is diverse. It's in West Dallas.
I know. As soon as I said it, I'm like, whoops, it's not technically Milwaukee.
Milwaukee County, though. So there you go.
All right, let's go quickly to the phone line. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, make it quick if you can, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, just remember, Milwaukee was the home of a lot of socialistic projects. You know, like the sewer system, you know, the water system, the modern inventions made Milwaukee a modern city, and it's still a modern city. And for these guys to be using as a punching bag, each and every one of our Republican delegation owes the city of Milwaukee a profound apology. And what their solution was is not to apologize, not to say that Donald Trump should not have said that. They make excuses for the man, and it is just galling to me that these men do not have the courage to just stand up to the orange menace. I mean, it is just, you have to show some political courage, and they have none. Yeah. From Ron Johnson to Scott Fitzgerald to Glennie Grothman to Brian Stile, Derek Van Orden, none of them have any guts at all. I mean, they don't have no guts at all.
No, go ahead. I won't make
reference.
No, I agree with you.
I won't make any reference to their mail equipment, but I mean that would have to wonder that as well.
Appreciate the call, Mark. And back in my days in the state senate, when Scott Fitzgerald was a state senator, I once penned, I have no idea where it's at, I used the tune of the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and we called it the Wreck of the Scotty Fitzgerald. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Tom, listening to WMDX in Madison. Tom, what did you have to say?
Yeah, I'm getting tired of the Republicans using Democrat-run cities as a punching bag. And they're talking about all the crime and stuff, when actually John Stewart had a fantastic take on this. I think yesterday or the day before, pointing out that violent crime in the United States is down 15%, murders are down 26%, and just crime in general. But they have this false narrative. They just keep slamming forward on Fox News and stuff. And one of the things that Stewart brought up is that those guns are coming from states that have really lax gun laws. Yeah. I mean, the number of gun laws that the Republicans have passed where you can't even study the problem, just recently the bump stocks, and just no effort at all to control the violence and the tools of the violence that they're whining about all the time. It's just ridiculous.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so very much. Tom brings up a good point, Lukester. You can bring your guns to town, to paraphrase a Johnny Cash song at the RNC, but not your tennis balls. They are banning tennis balls.
They are. That they are. And so, therefore, they've got limits on, I guess, what they deem to be the important things.
They're also hoping
you can't have a tennis ball in the convention.
Which seems appropriate because few Republicans have balls anymore. So, anyway, Luke Mathers, what's grinding your gears?
It kind of has to do with all of this as well. It's a horrible city, but they don't want any of their protesters to show up. They don't want anybody being able to protest the convention either. You've got Republicans lobbying Secret Service and the Biden administration to move the protest zone away from the Pfizer Forum because we can't handle any criticism. It's not like we called the entire city horrible or anything. Jeez.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly on Kreitlow's show this morning said, but they're fine with protesters being able to be close enough to spit on women trying to access health care.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Mathers, always a pleasure, my friend.
Always
appreciate
you.
Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents. Lukester, come on back. Hour two is straight ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network. Swing it.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll be on location in Baraboo for the city's first ever Juneteenth celebration. We'll talk to event leaders and attendees about Black heritage and the continuing fight for equality.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives.
contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.